Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tune in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know it's stressful. It's Valentine's Day. I got you covered, guys. I got you covered. I know the crappiest holiday of the year. I don't like Valentine's Day. In fact, its history, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later, is kind of sad. It's pretty ominous, the history of it. But nowadays, it's a $27 billion a year business. And so we all have to suffer with Valentine's Day. When you're single, you feel like you're a mutant, you're abnormal, and something's wrong with you if you're single. If you're married, you're under the gun to make sure that you do something really, really good. If you're newly dating somebody, you're afraid it's going to mess up the relationship. If you're chronically dating somebody, you don't know if they're going to feel it's not spontaneous enough. So either way, it's no way, it's a lose-lose. I think Valentine's Day is a lose-lose, and we just got to get through this day together. We got this. But if you are in a relationship or you feel pressured, or you got to come up with something, I got you covered. Now, by the way, if you're single, you don't have to be hiding in your home the whole day. If you're single, grab another single friend and say, we're going to do friends Valentine's Day. We'll go out, go to happy hour, maybe we'll go to a movie, but this is our friends day. Okay, you can do that. This way you don't feel like something's wrong with you. There's all these commercials and jewelry and, oh, the diamonds. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've never gotten diamonds on Valentine's Day. Now, I have to admit, the very first Valentine's Day I ever celebrated, because guys would always dump me before Valentine's Day, so they didn't have to get me anything, was actually when Corey proposed. So because we had been dating 10 months, and then he proposed. So my very first Valentine's Day was actually a diamond ring. Right? So he can't ever top that. So he doesn't know what the hell to do. I tell him, don't do anything. But that was our proposal. He took me to Newport Beach. We got a gondola. It was really romantic. It was nice. But after that, I'm like, you know, just give me a steak. I just want to eat a medium rare steak. That's my new hatter. Just give me meat. I'm just hungry. And chocolate. So last minute ideas. All right. Obviously, you can go and get some flowers. They're expensive as hell, but you could do some flowers. That's always nice. As I said, balloons yesterday, balloon bouquets are bigger. You know, and you could get more bang for your buck with the balloons. I think a robe is nice rather than buying underwear. I don't let my husband buy underwear for me because, well, one, I mean, he goes to the wrong section. He'll buy like the 36-hour Playtex weatherproof bras. No, it's okay. You know, I'll buy my own bras. I like wearing boxers, so he'd have to buy me boxers because I really like wearing boxers, to be honest. Or I like those women's short boxers. Don't buy me underwear. But I think a robe is nice. I think slippers could really work. A robe you could do for man, woman, whatever. Their favorite book. You can make a collage of your favorite pictures. You can make them a playlist of songs. And you say, these are the songs that make me think about you, that I didn't understand what they meant until it was about you. You know, and now for your single page, you know, you can be all single ladies. You could do like a singles sort of playlist, but for your romantic ones, you know, endless love, you know, all those, you know, sappy songs. Honestly, like I said, Corey's my song was Baby Got Back. But I wrote you guys some poems. I promised you that if you really needed something and you didn't have money, and this was last minute, I got some poems you could steal. All right, so check these puppies out. These are pretty good. All right? And I don't care. They're not copywritten. Okay, here we go. How about this? Roses are red, Tomatoes are too. Thanks for putting up with me. I'll always love you. See, that's not too sappy. Okay, how about this one? Some of you guys are medical, right? You like medical? I got you covered. Got you covered. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Your sigmoid colon is tortuous. And my love for you is too. See, that's nice because you're thinking about the retroperitoneum and their sigmoid colon. I think that's nice. Okay, now some of you are like, no, no, no. I got to do something that's really, really sappy. I got you a sappy one. I made this up. I do write poetry. It has to rhyme. Okay, get this. This is sappy. My world was lonely, cold, and dark until you brought it light. I love you more than words can say. You make my heart beam bright. Well, come on. I'm trying here, people. You don't have to use it. It's for those of you who wanted something sappy. Just cut us some slack, okay? It's not that bad a poem. You needed something sappy. Okay, how about this? Okay? Roses are red. Violets are blue. I can't write poetry, but I do love you. Does that work for you? Okay, and, yeah, and some of you might have an STD. Roses are red, violets are blue. I have gonorrhea, and you probably do too. And if you need to tell somebody, you gave them an STD. Now, many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, that's not poetry. Poetry doesn't have to rhyme. What about a haiku? Now, you guys know what a haiku is? I think a haiku is line one has to have 5 syllables. Line 2, 7 syllables. And then line 3, 5 syllables. It's a Japanese poem. So I got you covered there. If for those of you who say, my partner only knows haiku. They only speak in haiku. So I got you one, okay? But we got to go through the syllables because you mess up the syllables, it's not a haiku. Okay, 5 syllables for the first line. Valentine's Day here. Okay? That's 5. Valentine's Day here. Line 2. This holiday really sucks. Okay? 7. Okay, and now the last line, 5. I'm going to bed. All right, so there's your Valentine's Day poems. You know, people, honestly, it ends tomorrow. Just get through it. Just get through it. You know, it's cook dinner, make them breakfast, maybe make them lunch with a little love note. You know, maybe you could put rose petals on the bed. You know, there's other things you could do without spending a fortune. $27 billion. No wonder we're stressing. 1-877, Doc Sally, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is an interesting story. A hiker was able to kill a rabid coyote with his bare hands after he was attacked in the New England woods. This is being reported by USA Today. Health officials in New England said a coyote, or coyote, attacked two people last week in Rhode Island and was later killed by one of its victims. Now, I think he tested, the coyote tested positive for rabies. The February 8th and February 9th attacks took place about 6 miles away from each other. I think there's a typo because this is a little confusing. So I think there were two separate attacks, and that's what a rabid animal will do. When the virus attacks the brain, they get very aggressive and confused, and they're in pain. So they say the February 8th and February 9th attacks took place about 6 miles away from each other in wooded areas, according to the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management and Rhode Island Department of Health. The most recent attack took place on Friday and involved a man walking in the woods in Johnston. The coyote bit the man on the leg, so he turned around and killed the animal. Johnson Police Department Chief Mark A. Vieira told USA Today that the attack took place in the daytime, 12:15 p.m. It was a 58-year-old local man walking in a wooded area. The hiker was able to subdue the coyote by pinning it down by its neck and then suffocated it. Now, coyotes, or coyotes, however you pronounce them, are pretty big. One ate my cat. And but they're very skinny in my neck of the woods. They walk right by your house in the desert. I live in southwest United States in Las Vegas, Nevada. And where we live up near the mountains on the west side of town, there's coyotes everywhere. They're pretty hungry. They look pretty starving. You hear them when we walk at night. We'll walk the dog at night when it's cooler, and you just hear them howling. And you got to be really, really careful. We also have to watch out for owls that'll come and eat your pets, grab your pets. But this hiker was able to subdue it, suffocated it. And then he was taken to a hospital to be treated for his leg wound. He is expected to recover. If you are bit by an animal with rabies, you have to immediately get taken care of and get immunoglobulin to help stop that virus from transferring and crawling up your nerves to get to the brain and spinal cord. And so it's obviously an emergency, and where people die of rabies, and I think we had a child earlier last year die of rabies because, unfortunately, people didn't know that that's what happened. There was one kid playing with a bat. Mom didn't think anything of it, didn't know the child was scratched by the bat until weeks later. So rabies is a disease caused by a virus. It's not bacterial. We could see it in bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, foxes. And the animal may be hypersalivating, like you remember from the cartoons we saw as kids, and be very agitated. The virus loves the central nervous system. Will go to the brain, and that's why it's fatal. So if one is exposed to infected saliva from an animal bite, it enters the peripheral nervous system, which are the nerves in your limbs and extremities, outside the brain and spinal cord, and then it goes to your central nervous system, your brain and spinal cord. There's an incubation time. This incubation time, incubation is the time between exposure and you having symptoms. You may not have symptoms for weeks. Do you remember going to a pet store or getting scratched by a little pet you saw on the side of the road? I don't remember what happened yesterday, let alone 6 weeks ago. So the incubation period could last weeks. Then there's a prodrome where you feel flu-like. You may have fever, headache, malaise, sore throat, cough. You might think you have COVID. But the site of the wound might not heal, and you might have pain where you were bit or scratched, muscle soreness, anxiety, vomiting, numbness, tingling, burning. And that could last about 2 to 10 days. Then there's the acute neurological phase, where your central nervous system, the brain and spinal cord get affected. So you could have anxiety, agitation, insomnia, loss of sex drive. You could have the opposite, priapism, where the erection is prolonged. You could hallucinate. You could have photophobia, where light is hurting your eyes. You could have parts of your body paralyzed, muscle rigidity, muscle twitching, convulsions, seizures. You could have trouble swallowing, trouble breathing. And fascinatingly with rabies, you could have hydrophobia, which is a fear of water. Many people with rabies, they don't want to drink water. They don't want to go near water. That's a board question for any medical students that are listening. Then sadly, you can go into a coma. That can happen within 2 to 7 days after these symptoms. And then, unfortunately, you could die. So we don't have antibiotics because it's a virus. So what we do is we give you a rabies immune globulin to bind to the virus to prevent it from replicating and moving. Then we get 4 to 5 vaccines over the next couple weeks to help stimulate your immune system to fight any rogue virus. Wild animals will be euthanized, and then they will sample the brain tissue for rabies. For domesticated animals, for those of you where I know it's somebody's dog, I don't know if they're up to date on the rabies, they might not all be euthanized. They might be observed and quarantined for 10 days. If they don't elicit symptoms, then there's a good chance they might have rabies because it might act quicker in an animal than a human. But obviously, you want to prevent rabies. Get your pets vaccinated. Make sure that you, if you are going to be in a wooded area, try to avoid wild animals, especially bats. Don't let them get into the house. There are also vaccines for those who do work with animals. But what I find very fascinating about this gentleman is he was able to fight it off. He was, you know, how many of us, you know what to do in a situation such as that? You have an animal that appears rabid, very angry. They're in a lot of pain. And they're coming at you. Do you know how to subdue an animal? Do you know how to subdue a human? We're hearing people in Oakland, when they go to walk their dog, they're bringing bear spray and knives just in case they get attacked by another human. I mean, you know, we go to weapons, and understandably so, because we're living a very dangerous time right now. But it's also helpful to know some basics. If you lose your weapon, your hands are weapons. Your fingernails are weapons. Your keys are weapons. Do you know what to do? You know, when I went scuba diving and was trained in scuba diving, they teach you how to, you know, address a shark. Most sharks will leave you alone. But have a knife on you when you scuba dive. Understand the parts of the shark, the nose, the eyes, the gills that are sensitive. And we don't really train people. I mean, we train kids, don't go near a dog. Okay. Okay, but what about the opposite? What happens if a dog is attacking you? Do kids know what to do? You can't outrun the dog. So they believe this coyote did attack a man walking his dog the day before. The incidents, officials say, marked the third report of a rabid coyote in Rhode Island since 1994. And so now they have an alert, you know, if you have been, accosted by an animal in the woods, get yourself checked out. As I said before and as I explained, you might not know you have rabies. There was a woman who was looking at a little rescue dog on the street, and it was in a box, but it wasn't a shelter. Most shelters will vaccinate and will not let the public go near an animal until the animal's been quarantined and vetted. But she thought this was a little shelter, little puppy, and the little puppy was nipping at her, like, you know, some puppies do, and she ended up dying of rabies. Not understanding that the puppy was nipping at her because the puppy had rabies. No, so it's I don't want to panic everybody, but understand that, you know, a coyote may look like a dog, it may look like a malamute, a husky, it may look beautiful, but they look a little different, their faces are different, their bodies aren't as wide. You know, we spoke about that when I was kind of warning you guys when you have cats and dogs, but they're hungry, and because they're among other wildlife, they could very easily get infected. But as I said, the other moral to this is we need to know how to protect ourselves and what to do in these emergency situations. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The House voted to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a historic vote that actually marks the first time a cabinet secretary has been impeached in nearly 150 years. This was the second attempt that House Republicans made to have him removed, but it will most likely die in the Senate. A vehicle crashed into an Austin, Texas Medical Center emergency room, killing the driver and injuring five people. Police do not believe that driver meant to crash into the hospital, and that person had to be extricated from the car. They were given CPR, but they died on scene. Keep your pets away from rats and rodents. A cat owner in Oregon caught a rare case of the bubonic plague. It was caught early and treated with antibiotics. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. So one thing that was a cluster and a seventh was the isolation rules for COVID. Also, with the cluster is my hair, so I apologize. So if you remember, if you thought you had COVID, you had to quarantine for 14 days. Because they thought the incubation period was 14 days. As we just talked about with the rabies, incubation period means time from exposure to time of you getting symptoms. So you would get an alert from the health department, or you would get a call from your boss saying you need to isolate for 14 full days, 2 full weeks at home. Okay, I could barely put up with my family for 5 minutes, let alone being around them for 2 full weeks. But I love my family. And so you were quarantined. Quarantine means we're questioning if you're sick. Isolation is once we know you're sick. Isolation, I'm sick. Okay? That's how you remember the two. So we went from quarantining for 14 days to, well, now that people are sick, how long should you stay home? So originally, they're like, well, just stay home then, the whole 14 days. Quarantine, isolation, we'll do the same. Then they go, no, you only have to isolate for 10. You quarantine for 14 days, but then you isolate for 10. But once you're sick, you should not be contagious after 10 days. So isolation, those who were sick, I'm sick, isolation, home for 10 days. Well, then we had the labor shortage and people not coming back after the lockdown. People not wanting to come back after working from home. Nobody was showing up at work. 10 days for you to go back. Oh, I'm sick again. I got to go back home. Not to mention people were getting paid to stay home. The government had to do something. So they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to change it to 5 days. You only have to isolate for 5 days. But if you are going to come back with a mask. Understand you could still be contagious. So now all this fear of you can't even get COVID, you have to vaccinate, you have to wear a mask, all these mandates, we have to lock down, went to, all right, it's okay, you can go back to work in 5 days. But I thought we were contagious. Yeah, yeah, you are. But just wear a mask and we can make it work. If you are a hospital worker and these hospitals were overwhelmed and there was nobody coming into work, you know what? You could show up as long as you don't have a fever. So the guidance changed dramatically where people with COVID could even go to work at a hospital setting. Well, the CDC, up until probably this April, has had this 5 days, you know, isolation. And you could go back to work after 5 days if you don't have a fever for 24 hours, not using fever-reducing medication. So your fever has to go away on its own for at least 24 hours. If your symptoms are better, and if you could still have some symptoms, but if your symptoms are better, and then if you wear a mask. So now we're being told that the CDC is going to change that 5 days to 24 hours. So that's fascinating. The Washington Post is reporting that Americans who test positive for COVID no longer need to routinely stay home from work and school for 5 full days. This is according to guidance that is going to be planned for the CDC to come out in April. They're going to loosen the recommendations that they've had since 2021, which was changed from 10 down to 5. And they're also going to align it with the same guidance they have for flu and RSV. CDC officials, according to Washington Post, acknowledged in internal discussions and in a briefing last week with state health officials how much the COVID landscape has changed since 4 years ago. It killed 1.2 million people in the United States. It was a disaster in terms of us being prepared public health-wise versus politicians and public officials taking advantage of the situation, as well as our numbers. How many people died from getting COVID as a healthy person to having COVID as well as another issue versus COVID inciting one of their other medical issues. So we still don't have a lot of accurate numbers because it was a mess. But the CDC says that for those of us that test positive, we would only have to stay home for 24 hours if we've been fever free without the aid of medication and if our symptoms are improving. Now, the White House has to sign off on the guidance. This still has to go through the proper channels. But then that's going to change the way things are happening at schools. That's going to obviously change the way things are at work. And then in terms of pay, time off. So how do I feel about it? Well, the problem I have had since day one is people were at work lying through their teeth for those who didn't want to miss work. And they were saying, but I don't have COVID. I feel fine. I want to travel. I want to get on the plane. So the average person learned how to lie right away to say, I don't have COVID. I'm good. Until they realized they could get paid. And now it's like, oh, I have COVID. Do you really? All right. So you know, one is people can lie. Number two is these at-home COVID tests are picking it up on everybody. I can't tell you how many people say one of their family members is positive, but they're negative, and they're all sick in the family. That happened to me. One person in my family was positive. I was negative. But we all had the same symptoms. So, you know, if these COVID tests don't always pick it up, and mind you, I'm doing the test on myself, and I'm getting it up in there, and there's a false negative rate with these tests. So it made no sense that somebody was sick, tested negative, went to work, yet somebody who was honest about it was staying home for 5 to 10 days. Now, do we want COVID exposed to other people? Do we want people getting exposed to it? Well, if you're immunocompromised, hell no. But in terms of gaining natural immunity, one of the reasons why many Americans have such a robust immunity to this is because they were exposed to it. And it's because people were lying at work, or they were exposed to customers, or they went out and partied. And when you're at a concert, I am sure that anybody that bought a Super Bowl ticket for $10,000 or $12,000 or $35,000 did not avoid the game because they had COVID. I think anybody that paid that money for a ticket showed up, which means I am sure there was COVID being spread. I mean, that's just real life. So many of us have gotten exposed. The only thing is I don't want anybody going to work sick. I would really like anybody sick to avoid spreading it if they could. But you have to assume that people are contagious anyway, even before they feel sick. You're contagious. You spread the illness, whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's another virus or bacteria, 2 days before you'll even feel sick. Because remember, your feeling sick is your body's immune system waking up to what's in your body. But you're still expelling the virus. You're still breathing and spitting out the bacteria. Just because you don't have a fever and your immune system hasn't kicked in doesn't mean you're not spreading it. So the average person is infectious anyway. So we as humans, if we want to fight any infection, one, we have to have medications available. For COVID, we have Paxlovid and Molnupiravir. We want to have vaccinations for those that need that extra immunity who can't make their own immunity or who would die from it. So we have vaccines. And then we have to build up our immunity, either by exposure, either by vaccine, either by good sleep, good vitamins, good diet, taking care of yourself, you know, and understanding that you can minimize how sick you get by hand washing, by being smart. You don't have to kiss everybody, right? I had my mask. I was doing mask kisses to anybody who would kiss me. Okay, well, yeah, you know, yeah, the mask provided a barrier, but you know, maybe I didn't really need to be kissing people. So right now, CDC might be dropping the 5 days to 24 hours. Use common sense. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were told before COVID that there is going to be a disease right now being alluded to as disease X, and that the world is not ready. Well, then COVID happened, and the world said, or the World Health Organization said, yeah, that's not it. COVID's a pandemic. It's killing millions. It's causing governments to do some of the stupidest things ever. You were right about us not being ready. But the World Health Organization said, nope, that's not what we're talking about. That's not it. So, what is it? What is this big pandemic that we are supposed to be bracing for. The World Health Organization's top doctor has warned. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said disease X could wreak havoc across the globe because people failed to learn lessons from previous pandemics. And it could be on its way. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, Dr. Tedros said civilization was unprepared for the next pandemic. He said, exactly 6 years ago, I said the world was not prepared for a pandemic, expressed my concern at that time that a pandemic could happen any time. Less than 2 years after COVID-19 struck, the world is not prepared today. Okay, well, it's, you know, kind of like a fortune teller. Or these, you know, fortune cookies, these fortunes or horoscopes. You know, you are going to have to make a big decision in the year of the dragon. You're going to have to make, I think my horoscope said I'm going to have to make a big decision. Well, I have to make big decisions all the time. Yeah, so thank you. That will come true. Just comes true every year. So he states, in the aftermath of COVID-19, millions of people are dead with social, economic, and political shocks that reverberate to this day. The painful lessons we learned, he said, are in danger of being forgotten as attention turns to many other crises confronting our world. But if we fail to learn these lessons, we will pay clearly next time, and there will be a next time. He says the cycle of panic and neglect is beginning to repeat. Okay, if we're going to talk about neglect, World Health Organization, where were you when China was leaking SARS? And by the way, Singapore Ministry of Health Ministry said that the first SARS outbreak in 2002 was also a leak in China. So is the World Health Organization talking to themselves saying, guys, we missed this one? And I don't blame COVID on the World Health Organization. But you're acting like it's our fault for keeping our guard down. You are the World Health Organization. If there are labs doing gain of function, if there are labs trying to mess around with infectious disease, if there are labs just holding on to infectious disease and allowing them to mutate and take more dangerous forms, the World Health Organization is supposed to be on top of it. So what's this disease X? So disease X, and this is being reported by Metro, and we've spoken about it before, is a name given to a hypothetical disease or pathogen that we are not equipped to deal with. We don't know when disease X will emerge, but it's not a matter of when, if. There is supposed to be something big happening sooner or later. Why? Well, that's just the odds. Now, COVID, with COVID not being it, it does make us wonder if disease X is going to come sooner than we thought or later. I am a little nervous about it coming now because I don't think we learned anything with COVID. I think all we learned is that governments take advantage. And the thing that I worry about as a doctor is they rather than taking a finger, they took a whole hand. And now you have the public very skeptical about what is coming out of the mouths of public officials. You know, the CDC, I, being devil's advocate, it's not easy being the CDC with the new pandemic, China leaving you in the dark with what's going on. I get that was difficult. But then say we don't know. Don't say we have to quarantine for 14 days. Then, nope, you're contagious for 10. That's law. Well, looks like we need you to go back to work, so you can go back in 5 days. If you're a hospital worker, just go back, but not if you're really sick. No, we understood that the CDC had to morph depending on what was called upon them politically. We don't want our medicine to be political. Yeah, and maybe we're giving too much power to the CDC. I like the CDC. I like being able to go and see the information they have for us doctors. For us doctors, it's a go-to. But that was a cluster at a seventh. I mean, what they made us do with mandates, with masks and vaccines, to now they're going to say, well, you know what, you only have to isolate for 24 hours and you could go back if you haven't had a fever on your own. Yeah, you know, without fever-reducing medications and you feel better. Well, the problem with that is you forced people out of jobs. We lost military men and women. We had people die of adverse events from vaccines because of this mandate. And because you said just that, any exposure to this virus could kill, and you would be a menace to society and public health, so you have to get the shot. And you have to, and now they're like, oh, it's okay, you can go back to work. All right, that's a problem. So the average American is looking at this and say, what? So let's say we do have disease X, and let's say it's called Snuffleupagus disease or whatever. And you say, all right, everybody, wear masks, vaccinate. People are going to be like, blow it out your ear. And that's what I worry about. Masks like N95 respirators can provide a huge, huge barrier to disease. But there are individuals who will never even look at a mask again because of all the BS that happened. You lost people. You lost their trust. Same thing with vaccines. There's some good vaccines out there. If you work with animals and you're exposed, you know, you're exposed to rabies, I think the rabies vaccine is fantastic. I think the polio vaccine is fantastic. We got some good vaccines. But you lost people when you mandated it. Really? We don't have enough people in the military, and you fired people in the military? Did you offer them the job back? Did you give them pay? So I agree with Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization that society is ready, and we may even be worse off now because we put politics first. Did we make sure our hospital infrastructure was improved before we opened the border? No, we didn't. I don't know how many hospitals we opened up. In fact, we've heard that hospitals in certain departments, like OB departments, closed. Well, I thought if we learned something from COVID, we learned that we didn't have enough hospital beds. And the hospitals were overwhelmed. We also didn't have enough hospital workers. So why don't we get that fixed before we take on any new population? Or slow down the population growth? Nope. Did we screen everybody? Did we vaccinate everybody coming into the country? No. They get a choice. Okay, good. They get a choice. But do we as Americans, did we get a choice? And when people say, Dr. Dahlia, but look, these hospital workers and these military individuals were not held down and forced to get the jab. No, but when the hospitals were threatened with losing federal funds, if you were a nurse who wasn't vaccinated, you couldn't get a job anywhere then. Because all medical facilities of your training that rely on federal funds. Same thing with the military. If the branch of the military fired you, do you get to go into another branch? So, yes, it was career ending. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.